AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by General Steel.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Russia's war in Ukraine is now a year old. Vladimir Putin's goals mostly unmet, while in Kyiv, commemorations and President Zelensky calling it the longest day of our lives, a year of pain, sorrow, and faith.
I'm Cammie McCormick.
My guess is that we're headed for a long war.
Stephen Biddle of the Council on Foreign Relations says the Russian military assault shows no signs of letting up.
Wars like this often end in mutual war weariness, and we're a long way from anything like that.
Sergei Radchenko of Johns Hopkins.
I think probably the most likely scenario, despite it all, is that we will have some form of a frozen conflict.
And keeping Ukraine supplied with weapons will grow increasingly costly for NATO allies.
Back here, the big story in the lower 48 states is the weather affecting many of them. One storm system along the Northwest dumping way more snow than usual on Portland, not to mention parts of California that rarely see any, while in the upper Midwest, hundreds of thousands remain in the dark.
In Michigan, a volunteer firefighter died after coming into contact with a downed power line. The storm left about a million people without power.
We lost power about 6 o'clock last night, and we stayed at our house, and it's really cold.
Bitter cold broke centuries-old records in parts of Colorado and Wyoming, where it was negative 26 degrees.
Correspondent Danya Backus. There was an early evening mass shooting in Philadelphia. Seven people were wounded, including a very small child and five teenagers. Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw.
The victims range from ages 2 to 31. We do know that the two-year-old is the child of the 31-year-old female that was shot.
At the South Carolina family murder trial of prominent attorney Alec Murdaugh, accused of killing his wife and one of his sons, dramatic testimony from the defendant. Here's correspondent Bradley Blackburn.
He admitted on the stand that he lied to police about his whereabouts just before the killings. He said an opioid addiction clouded his judgment.
As my addiction evolved over time, I would get in these situations or circumstances where I would get paranoid thinking.
Singer R. Kelly, already serving 30 years in prison in New York, has been sentenced to 20 more in a separate case in Chicago, but only one of those to be served after he completes the New York term, prosecutor John Lausch.
In spite of his fame and fortune, Mr. Kelly has been sent a clear message that the sexual exploitation of children will not be tolerated.
Russia has launched a rescue ship for two cosmonauts and a NASA astronaut whose original ride back sprang a dangerous leak at the space station. This is CBS News.
Business owners, General Steel can help save you thousands by owning your own custom-designed buildings.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I wasn't reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, my buddy Dean Obadala, the host of the Dean Obadala Show, weekdays 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on SiriusXM Progress Radio Channel 127. He's a columnist for CNN, contributor to the New Republic, and he's got an amazing Substack newsletter that's really worth subscribing to. It's deanobadala.substack.com. And it's titled, Dean of Radio? No, it's the Dean's Report, right, Dean?
The Dean's Report, exactly.
Yeah. That's there you go. I'm looking at it, but the logo didn't print when I printed your newsletter out for some reason. So
when I come on your show, people, because you have a massive audience, and I'm saying it sincerely, of course, people then subscribe to my newsletter, and it's free, of course. So I hope people, and I'm writing more. I've been inspired by you. At first, I was doing once a week. I subscribe to your great newsletter, which comes every day. So now I'm up to about 3 articles a week for free for people, and there's no paywall. The only thing, if you want to join and pay, you can do the monthly meeting. We have a meetup with some special guests, but the rest of that, it's just free, and it's a way to reach people and try to inform them, especially of things the corporate media is just missing. Even though I write for the corporate media, they say no to probably 3 out of my 4 pitches, and I'm stuck there with ideas that I think need to be covered.
Oh, Substack is a wonderful, wonderful thing, and you have been doing such a great job with this. And I wanted to talk about the content of a couple of your Dean's reports. Nikki Haley, this one, just the headline, popped my eyeballs. While Nikki Haley was saying there's no racism in America, a white supremacist was being sentenced for intentionally murdering black Americans. How does this work in the Republican Party? Where, somebody like Nikki Haley, I've heard, Tim Scott say stuff like this, too, where the Republican Party gets people of color to come out and say, yeah, there's no such thing as discrimination in America, or it's not a problem anymore, John Roberts did when he blew up the Voting Rights Act. How does that work?
Well, for different people, different ways. For people who are of color, Nikki Haley or Tim Scott, it's their bargain to move up in a white nationalist party, because the GOP now is an openly white nationalist party. It's team white. We know that. Years ago, maybe you could say that wasn't their core operating principle. Now their DNA is that. There's no denying it. Plus fascism, because they've embraced violence. But there's Nikki Haley last week literally kicking off her campaign, saying racism in America is over, slamming Joe Biden for saying America's a racist country. He never said that, but she lied and said he did. But 700 miles to the north, there's in a courtroom in New York, where I live in upstate New York, there is a white supremacist pleading guilty for the horrific white supremacist terrorist attack he committed last May in Buffalo in a supermarket. And he was pleading guilty, saying, I killed these people because they were black. And he said he was sorry and he was misled. But, Tom, his manifesto, and I'm not being trite, his manifesto reads like a Tucker Carlson show. It literally talks about the great replacement theory. It talks about white genocide. It views critical race theory as a way of taking power away from white people. And this matches up perfectly with the mainstream GOP today. So having someone of color say, hey, racism is over, means you don't have to talk about systemic racism anymore. You don't have to teach black history in school. You don't have to talk about any kind of wrongs from the past committed by white, their white ancestors, or just white people in the past. Nothing. It's all done. We've moved on. Don't you get it? So, Tom, the beauty of you, they use Nikki Haley to help whitewash white supremacy. And there's a benefit for her. It's not like she's oblivious. She gets it. Tim Scott gets it. Tim Scott, Tom, Tim Scott literally talked about being pulled over by the police 7 times in 1 year, following up that with a sentence, but there's no systemic racism in America. Unless it was the same cop all 7 times, that's an example of systemic racism. Being pulled over because you're a black man driving a nice car in 7 different jurisdictions.
Yeah.
So unless it's a one-on-one, that cop is just going after Tim. That is systemic racism. Tim knows it. He knows the data. Nikki Haley knows the data. You know, Mike Pence is in New Hampshire last month saying systemic racism is a Democratic myth. That's what they're running on in 2024, that there's no systemic racism. It's all done. America's perfect. And then the flip side, Tom, is the greatest victims of discrimination are white people. White conservatives, of course, what they really mean, white conservatives. And polls back that up. 75% of Trump supporters say discrimination against white people is now as big of a problem as against discrimination of people of color. So this is what we are, my friend. It's going to be a white nationalist open 2024 campaign, open white nationalist campaign.
It is truly bizarre. And you recall back, you know, a decade ago when Stephen Colbert had a show on Comedy Central, and one of his shticks was, I don't see color. And literally one of these Republicans, I don't recall which one, it was just one of many, you know, probably 200 headlines I read yesterday that flew by me, where it was quoting one of these Republicans as saying, I don't see color, and therefore there's no racial problem in America. I mean, it's just, we've gone from satire to people adopting it as if it's true.
And that's the world we live in, because look, and I've written about this, we've talked about this. The data shows there is systemic racism. It's not a myth. You know, if you're black, it's 3 times more likely to be killed by the police than if you're white. If you're black and you're white, the same prior criminal history, and you're convicted of a crime, you get a longer sentence if you're black, higher bail if you're black, a more use of the death penalty if you're black, harder chance to get probation if you're black. You're pulled over more likely, you're black or brown, and then they have your car searched. These are all backed up by data and studies. It's not me. If there was no data, I wouldn't say it was real. It's very much real. They don't want to talk about it. And to me, my view, and I wrote another article for Substack a few weeks ago going, the GOP knows this. They like the inequity. They want the police to commit wrongs, maybe not kill people, but to police the black people and the brown people more harshly than white people. They really want that because they know the data. If they wanted to end it, they can agree on criminal justice reform. They don't. They block it. Just like gun violence. They see what's going on. They won't change the laws because it's acceptable losses.
Right.
Or, you know, children dying are acceptable losses. This GOP is callous and craven. I've ever seen it, cruelty is their currency, and they're joyful about being cruel.
Yeah, yeah. That was my op-ed today on Substack. It was about how, you know, denying people access to Medicaid is, you know, that Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott and these guys are bragging about the fact that they won't give low-income working people in their states access to Medicaid. It's insane. You, along those lines, you're another one of your pieces for Substack. You titled Mike Pence Wants to Repeal and Replace Social Security. Repeal and replace, did he actually use that phrase?
He said replace. I added the repeal because it then conjures up the ACA.
Right.
But Mike Pence literally said last Thursday on Fox News, he wants to replace Social Security with, quote, a better deal. He said the same thing a few weeks ago in front of rich donors. And today, this morning, was on CNBC saying we have to talk about entitlement reform of Social Security and Medicare. I know McCarthy doesn't want to talk about it, Kevin McCarthy, but we have to. They are coming for Social Security and Medicare. Because, Tom, it's you've talked about Reagan all the time, the famous thing from Reagan, the 9 most terrorizing words, I'm from the government, I'm here to help you. Their DNA is not having government help people. So Social Security and Medicare are one of their greatest failures, that they couldn't stop those programs or repeal them through time. And they're both Democratic initiatives, everyone knows. But, Tom, you know, what was stunning to me, Mike Pence literally said, we have to repeal this New Deal program. He used the term New Deal and create a better deal. You're really going after FDR's New Deal? I mean, it's 2023. They are still angry about the New Deal.
And that was 90 years ago. I mean, literally. It was 90 years
ago. He literally said he wants to end the New Deal and create a better deal. And we know what the New Deal means, and their base knows what it means. I don't think most Republican, older Republicans are on board with this, the idea of revamping, significantly ending Social Security and Medicare as we know it. He's not saying end Social Security. He's saying, let's replace it. So there's the repeal and replace. I think, right, I'm being intellectually honest. Yeah. He's saying let's end it and create a new program. And the program would be that you could invest privately in money markets and hedge funds so their rich donors can make a profit off commissions and then give donations back to the Republican Party. Right.
But you can already do that. I mean, you know, there's nothing stopping anybody from, you know, putting $50 a month out of their paycheck or $100 a month out of their paycheck into the stock market. There's not only is there not anything stopping you from doing it, there's always, you know, Fidelity and Schwab and everybody else out there who are happy to make it easy for you to do it.
Sure, absolutely. But this GOP, they want you to gamble. I mean, I wrote about it in 2006 when Bush did this. AARP put ads across the country with people on it going, if we wanted to gamble with our future, we go play the slots.
Right.
You know, the idea of putting your money in the stock market, sometimes good, sometimes bad. But if you bet on the wrong stocks, you could lose your future. And we'll be back to seniors being impoverished, homeless perhaps. And that's what FDR was the genesis of the whole program, Social Security. He talked about the greatest threat to an American shouldn't be old age. And that's what was happening in this country at the time.
Yeah, it absolutely was. The great Dean Obidala, he is the host of the Dean Obidala Show, weekdays 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on Sirius XM Progress, channel 127. His Substack is titled The Dean's Report. DeanObidala.substack.com. You can easily find it. I recommend it. You can, if you subscribe to mine, you can find Dean's through mine. Dean, thanks so much for dropping by. It's always great talking with you.
It's always great having you, being on. It's always great having you on my show as well. So
back at you. Okay, thanks, Dean.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
16 minutes past the hour. The fascism experiment in Florida continues. I got to tell you about this. It's mind-boggling.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at tomhartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. And welcome back. Every time I hear that, I think of the Beverly Hillbillies. Sorry, I hope I didn't just ruin it for you, Sean. Oh, boy. Welcome back. It is 21 minutes past the hour. Ron DeSantis wants to be able to sue people who say things bad that he doesn't like about him. He wants to be able to sue me, I'm sure. And so he's challenging the Supreme Court from the 60s, as I recall, maybe it was the 50s. It was New York Times versus Sullivan was the case. And this was a case where the Supreme Court ruled that a public figure, a person like Ron DeSantis, cannot sue anybody who says bad things about them because they're a public figure. You can sue. Ron DeSantis can sue, but he has to prove a couple of things. He's got to prove actual malice, that the person actually intended to harm him, and he's got to prove that the information that they were using to try and harm him was knowingly incorrect or inaccurate, and that they did it with a willful disregard for the truth. Or reckless disregard for the truth, I believe is the phrase from New York Times versus Sullivan. So he has now introduced legislation in Florida that would be the basis for overturning this decision. And Clarence Thomas and Neil Gorsuch are both on the record saying that they want to overturn New York Times versus Sullivan. They would like to, Clarence Thomas, I'm sure in particular, would love to be able to sue people who say bad things about him and Ginny. And I'm sure Neil Gorsuch, there's enough people out there trash talking his now deceased mother. His mother, Ann Gorsuch, was put up as the head of the EPA by Ronald Reagan. And for 2.5-3 years, she ran that agency into the ground so bad. I mean, there was so much corruption at the EPA, or she so corrupted the EPA that she was forced to resign in disgrace. And I guarantee you, Neil Gorsuch would love to shut me up from talking about that, and everybody else who would point that out to you. I mean, so you can find it, of course, on Wikipedia. I'm imagining any kind of easy search, but this new legislation would blow that up, and what that would do then is it would discourage newspapers and radio stations and television stations from doing any kind of reporting on what the politicians or the billionaires in the state are up to. And how is that not state censorship? I mean, how is that not fascism? This is what fascist states do. Not only that, the bill declares that speech from anonymous sources will be presumed false, so you can no longer quote an anonymous source. It would be presumed false for purposes of a lawsuit. And that if Ron DeSantis sues and wins, he gets his own attorney costs paid for by the person he sued. Brilliant. Meanwhile,
new peril for Donald Trump. And this is a fascinating story. This was just published over at Forbes.com. Forbes has been, Forbes is like, you know, the publication for the rich and the well-born, to paraphrase Jefferson. But they have been watching Donald Trump since the 1980s. And it, because they watch billionaires, they assign people to them. They keep track of what they're doing. And they've got a new article out called Donald Trump Has Been Lying About Trump Tower for Decades. And they point out that the Attorney General of New York, Letitia James, filed this $250 million civil suit in September against Trump of fraud. And they note, perhaps the district attorney is hoping to turn up additional information. Well, Forbes has some. Since the early 1980s, we have been scrutinizing various aspects of Trump's properties. Our latest look at Trump Tower uncovered these new pieces of potential evidence. One, property records show that the real estate mogul has been lying about the financial performance of the building since it first opened in 1983. Two, tax and lending documents indicate that Trump lied about the square footage of his office and retail space at the base of the property. Number three, portions of a 2015 audio recording released here for the first time prove that Trump was personally involved in the efforts to lie about the value of Trump Tower's commercial space. They go on to say, all point to the simple conclusion. The Trump organization lied about the value of its properties to lenders for years, and although multiple people inside the firm participated in these efforts, the person at the center of the deceit was Donald Trump. And they literally take it back to 1978 when Trump started lying about Trump Tower as he was planning on building it. He was lying about the size of it. He was lying about what he was going to get from it. He lied to banks in order to get money to borrow for it. And then when it comes time to pay taxes, he reverses his lies. He says, oh, yeah, this is worth $100 million to the lenders who would give him $100 million. Then he goes to the IRS. He goes, you know, it's only worth $42 million. I mean, these are just made up numbers. But by way of illustration, the actual numbers are even more bizarre. They're even more bizarre. And now Forbes, I mean, Forbes is no slouch. Forbes is taken seriously by people, particularly in New York City, kind of the financial capital of the world. So when Forbes comes out and says Donald Trump has been lying since 1978 and lying in a way that is criminal since 1983, I think this is one more nail in the coffin of the Trump empire. Now, Jared and Ivanka have made their billion by sucking up to the Saudis and probably Trump handing off top secret documents to the Saudis. Certainly Jared went over there, and immediately after he apparently revealed top secret information about our friends in the Saudis, MBS started arresting people.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And now Jared's got MBS's $2 billion. But what about Don Jr.? What about Eric? Are they going to be left out in the cold?
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams and that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News Brief. As Russia's war in Ukraine hits the one-year mark, Ukrainian President Zelensky pledges to push for victory in 2023. At the White House, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
1 year ago, this group came together just mere hours after Russian tanks rolled into Ukraine to impose unprecedented costs on Putin and his cronies.
Most people dealing with major storms in the upper Midwest and the Northwest are not enjoying all that snow very much, but a few are, like these kids in Apple Valley, Minnesota.
What are you guys saying? Is it nice out here?
Really fun.
Yeah.
I feel like cooped up. I feel like I can only watch shows and play inside.
A two-year-old child and five teenagers are among seven people shot and wounded in early evening in Philadelphia.
At this point, we're piecing everything together to figure out if this is retaliatory, if some of those victims were intended or not, but it's still really early to tell.
That is Philadelphia's Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Weather on this snowy day in Milwaukee could be brought to us by your pizza delivery business. Can you imagine how many families are snuggled in their homes enjoying hot, tasty pizza? Weather makes the phone ring for just $199 per week. Call us at 608-819-8255.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, and every moment in between, it really is so special. And boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour, picking up your... Oh, by the way, Donald Trump is... this is so sad. He's going to East Palestine, Ohio today. How does he get away with this? He's the guy who deregulated the railroads in 2017. I mean, this... Where's the detail on this? Trump is returning to the scene of the crime. I mean, this is, well, I'll get into that in the next hour. We'll hold off on that for the moment. And let's pick up your phone calls. Mark in Portland, Oregon. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
So, Tom, I'm wondering, I know when a new Congress starts, they swear to uphold the Constitution and all that stuff. But
right.
I'm wondering, for the purposes of things like videotape and cameras in the House or in Congress, I mean, don't they sign a non-disclosure agreement as far as where those cameras are and something like that to the effect to keep it private so that in the event of something like an insurrection, you know, that information is not allowed to be disclosed to anybody?
Yeah, to the best of my knowledge, no. the cameras are the property of the Capitol Police. The Capitol Police operate under the Sergeant-at-Arms by and large. The Sergeant-at-Arms responds to the Speaker of the House. The Speaker of the House has control over that. The thing that baffles me is why Mitch McConnell doesn't have a say in this, because the Senate is supposed to be the kind of, you know, equal body to the House. But apparently all of the security for the Capitol falls under the purview of the Speaker of the House. And I'm not sure how that happened or when that happened, but that's the case. And so Kevin McCarthy decided to give the secret identity of the safe rooms and the secret locations of the skiffs and the secret places where vice presidents and presidents can hide in the event of an emergency, all to Tucker Carlson, you know, a guy who loves, Viktor Orban and Vladimir Putin.
Well, I'm just wondering if Merrick Garland is going to be putting up an investigation on this, because, I mean, it's never been done before in the history of this country, as far as I know, where the Speaker is given that type of very, you know, privileged information to a private entity.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if the Democrats in the Senate are going to put an investigation together about this, too. I wonder, I mean, it'd be nice if you do talk to any senators coming up on your show.
That would be a good idea. We need some Democratic senators who are kind of the Democratic version of Jim Jordan. And I'm not sure. I mean, you know, there are senators who have done some really good investigations. Sheldon Whitehouse has been on the show many times, is one of them, you know, who has done just some great, great work. But we don't have, you know, the flamethrowers among the Democrats in the Senate. I mean, it's a more genteel body and all that sort of thing. But hey, you know, on the Republican side, they've got Josh Hawley and they've got their own crazies, Rick Scott. But apparently it's not a crime, Mark. I retweeted, I believe it was Adam Schiff. It might've been Eric Swalwell. I'm not sure. I have to go back and look at my Twitter feed, but, I think it was Jamie Raskin. I retweeted Jamie Raskin's tweet a little while ago, you know, talking about the danger of this. There's a very real danger, whether it's a crime or not.
I just wonder if there's any monetary transaction between Kevin McCarthy and Tucker Carlson or Fox News. I mean, that's a legitimate question. I mean, why would he just give that information to one person?
Well, it's not. Sometimes barter works to benefit without having to exchange cash. The more Kevin McCarthy can suck up to Fox News, that helps Fox News because they've got a friend who's got, you know, control of the House of Representatives. The more that he does that, the more likely Fox News is to suck up to Kevin McCarthy on the air, which helps Kevin McCarthy with his fundraising and with his reelection and with the power that he holds. So it's a symbiotic relationship, Mark, but I don't think it's going to go beyond that. Mark, thank you for the call. Kevin in Durham, North Carolina. Hey, Kevin, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. So Marjorie Taylor Greene wants a national divorce, which I think is, you know, ridiculous on its face. But the thing that I found most offensive and just abhorrent was her saying, well, if Democrats from blue states want to move to red states, that's fine. You can move here. You can live here, work here. But maybe we don't let you vote for 5 years, which I was just it just bears repeating once again. These people don't believe in democracy. They don't believe in we the people. I know what you call what they believe.
They are proud of their fascism, Kevin. They are proud of their fascism.
Well, I'm just waiting for her to say, you know, for her to just come out and say, you know, I don't think black people should be able to vote. Yeah. I mean, she's right there. I mean,
I'm guessing when she said if people want to move here from blue states, that was what was in the back of her mind. I mean, you know, she is from Georgia, after all. I lived in that state for either 11 or 13 years. I have to go back and count on my fingers, but it's a pretty racist state.
Well, and what's ironic is that she's from a state that now has two Dem senators.
Yeah.
It's just, and the fact that Fox News is now platforming this, it's just insane.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't disagree. And you know, it's anything to distract you from the fact that Republicans want to take away Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. They, you know, they want to do away with the minimum wage. They want to do away with child labor laws. I'm not making this stuff up, by the way.
You're right.
You know, it's like this is the GOP, and you know. So let's change the subject. Let's talk about a national divorce. Right, right, right. How's that going to work? There has never been a successful nation state based on libertarian principles, which is basically what the Republican Party is pitching these days. You know, dancing to the tune of the old David Koch platform from 1980. And it won't work for them. I mean, it doesn't work for them right now. And you know, that which was the essence of my op-ed today at Hartman Report, which is that in these 11 states controlled by Republicans where they have not expanded Medicaid, you have the highest levels of medical debt in the nation. And because of that, you have the lowest credit scores. And because of that, you've got the highest cost to buy a car, the highest cost to buy a house for those people who have that medical debt. And it's just, and they're all being punished because Republican governors and Republican legislatures think that it's wrong for big government to pay for the health care of low-income working people. After all, they're the takers, not the makers. I mean, it's just nuts. Kevin, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Joe in Toronto, Canada. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, at the risk of sounding like a condescending Canadian, I've been struck by the theme today of the pathological utilitarianism and the abject materialism that is the modern GOP. And I'm just...
Well, you got some of that in Canada, Joe.
Oh, listen, I'm in Ontario here, and we're privatizing the healthcare right and left, let me tell you. It's a bad scene. But I was reminded of a conversation you had or you shared from a couple of years ago that has stuck with me all these years, because... it was a conversation that you shared about someone living in Florida. It was post the peak of COVID, but hurricane season was coming in, and people were being advised to evacuate and so on. And everybody was diligently following plans and boarding up everything. And some left-winger reached out to all these people dutifully following these orders and said, what are you guys doing, you right-wingers? Where's your freedom? Where's your pushback? Where's your...
You're doing what big government tells you to do.
But the answer, which stuck with me until this day, was that whoever was asked that question said, oh, no, this is property. That's different or even worth more than personhood.
Yeah.
And I just remember that. I've never forgotten that conversation that you had a couple of years ago.
Interesting. I don't recall it specifically, but that is, I mean, property over people is the essence of the, certainly the libertarian message, and sadly, many of the Republicans' messages. Amazing. Joe?
That's all.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, that's all.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Joe. Good to hear from you, and thanks for the report from Canada. Rob in Mesa, Arizona. Hey, Rob, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Hey, yeah, I think the Democrats just have to make a very simple rally cry. They basically have to come up and just say, look, we are going to be the people who change the laws against corporate greed. We are going to, you know, have a rebellion against corporate greed and basically take the torch from Bernie Sanders and run with it.
Yeah.
You can use this rally cry to recruit at the state and federal level and say, look, elect us in, and this is kind of a moonshot. This isn't going to happen overnight. But we want to change the laws that say corporations are not people and money is not free speech. And start with that mantra. You know, remember Occupy Wall Street? That was a big movement. Just play off of that.
Here's the problem.
And I think with you,
every time Democrats start, you know, try to come out and talk about, you know, what they're going to do or what could be done or what should be done or you know, propose anything rational and reasonable, Republicans come out and figure out some way to scream very loudly, but trans people, but black people, trigger the white racists and the homophobes so that suddenly the conversation becomes, but immigrants and the border. And so suddenly that becomes the conversation, and we've completely lost track of the conversation that we were having about the Republican Party and the terrible things that they're doing, or about the good stuff that the Democratic Party wants to do. I mean, they've got this handful of volatile issues that they constantly push to us.
Yes, they're great at marketing the straw man argument.
Right.
But we need to just stand strong and say, look, until you get the money out of government, nothing's going to change. If you're feeling miserable, it's because of the corporate greed.
Yeah.
And this rebellion has to go against the corporations. You know, not all corporations are corrupt.
I think we also have to start.
It costs a lot of money.
Right. I think we also have to take a lesson from Lee Atwater and start working the refs. We need to start calling out media when they fall for these Republican talking points and these Republican distractions, and just point out, you know, that's a lie, that's a distraction, or that, you know, it's work the refs. Rob, thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Yeah, you know, that was an actual campaign that Lee Atwater rolled out back in the early 80s, as I recall, during the Reagan administration. And it worked. Explore the mighty Columbia and Snake Rivers with American Cruise Lines. Visit the scenic landscapes of stunning Multnomah Falls and Mount St. Helens. Retrace the historic steps of explorers Lewis and Clark as you cruise the Columbia River Gorge aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax in your private balcony while the crew provides you with the highest level of personalized service, all waiting for you to experience. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really
These are crazy, stressful times. So what's your solution to relax? If you haven't tried CBD, you haven't experienced complete relaxation. Louise and I find that CBDistillery.com has the best CBD products, including their top-rated Synergy Plus collection. No prescription needed. It's delivered right to your door. You don't need a prescription, but this delivers a sense of calmness and well-being that'll make you wonder how you manage life without it. So what could possibly be this effective at taking the edge off of life and deliver a level of chill that you never experienced? It's called Unwind Synergy plus THC and CBD, and it's only available from CB Distillery, and you must be 21 or older to order. Unwind Synergy is remarkably formulated with full-spectrum CBD plus hemp-derived Delta-9 THC. Bottom line for Louise and me is that we can use a little peace and calm in our lives, so Unwind Synergy is for us and you too. With over 2 million customers, CB Distillery is a source you can trust. Visit CBDistillery.com and click on Synergy Plus and at checkout, enter Tom, T-H-O-M. You'll get 20% off. Again, enter Tom, T-H-O-M for 20% off at CBDistillery.com. That's CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls, Miguel in Frederick, Maryland. Hey, Miguel, what's on your mind today?
Hey, what's on my mind is that I've been listening for years and I've been listening to everybody else, and I kind of believe this too. What I realize is that when people say people are voting against their interests, they're actually not. Their interest is to maintain the white supremacy and their place. It goes back to Lyndon B. Johnson, where as long as there's someone that they can, lower than them, these people are more than willing to maintain this stuff. Right. Also, I do believe that even when they cut Social Security and Medicare, it's a wink and a nod. It's not, they feel that they're going to continue to get their benefits. It's all the other people, the black people, the Hispanics, the transgender people, all the people that they don't like, that they will not get their benefits. And also, it's against the whole thinking, this Mitt Romney thing, is that I'm tired of people trying to find the humanity in these people. We've been living 40 years, especially with Jimmy Carter dying. If we would have just did what Jimmy Carter did in 1980, I believe, when he lost to Reagan, the nation would be so far better, and we'd be unhinged, we'd be untied to all these autocratic governments globally. But they want to keep us there, and there's people that like this. Like, there's something wrong with them. And I'm going to tell you, when you talk about Ron DeSantis' education thing, the whole guide of their education is to make it cruel so this can continue.
Right, Miguel, we can't use that language on the air, so I got to cut you off. But everything else, spot on. Well said. Bill, in Sierra Blanca, Texas. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I was listening to you on the app regarding the New York Times versus Sullivan defamation, slander, and libel lawsuits.
Right.
And, you know, as you know, Kelsey Warren is suing Beto O'Rourke, claiming he's not a public figure, which he is,
right,
as we all know. But listen, Tom, I have some interesting short story and experience. In 1998, along with Sony TriStar, and a good guy, one of the good guys.
Bill, if I could interrupt you real quick. Can you get your mouth closer to the microphone? You can keep me on speaker, but just put your mouth right up against the microphone so
now?
I can hear what you're saying. Yeah, thank you. Keep on.
In 1998, Tom, I, along with Sony TriStar and a good guy from the EPA, Hugh Kaufman, we were sued by
a sewage removal and dumping company, Merco Joint Ventures, for libel, slander, and business disparagement in federal court. Merco was bringing a third of New York City's dewatered sludge to my home and spreading it on 60,000 acres of land. Very toxic thing, and it stunk really bad. It was on TV Nation, and the company got Joe Tidings, former senator, to sue us in federal court. Well, the federal court ruled against us, but to make a long story short, the most conservative appellate court in the country, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, ruled a year later, after the lower decision, that Merco, the sludge dumping company, was a public figure. It did not in any way prove any actual malice by me, who was on the show, TV right. Nation, Michael Morris, the EPA's Hugh Kaufman, or the production company Sony TriStar. In addition, lastly, this the Supreme Court has ruled like this type of lawsuits are to limit public participation. The Denver College of Law called them slap suits, strategic lawsuits against public participation.
Right.
And the Supreme Court has also ruled that those are illegal, frivolous, and can be sued by the defendants.
Right.
Back,
depending on the state,
back.
Yeah, you've got these anti-slaps laws in many states, mostly blue states. But yes,
yeah.
And we need a federal anti-slap law, I believe. But that's great news, Bill. I mean, it's a good story. It's that is, however, I think we need to confront this. This is exactly what Neil Gorsuch and Clarence Thomas and Ron DeSantis now want to overturn.
Well, all they have to do is look at the most conservative court in the country, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, that ruled in our case. And by the way, Oprah Winfrey, when she was sued by the cattle growers over her show about beef, she used ours as our case as a part of her defense.
Right.
So the Supreme Court, anyone opposing this should say, look, your own Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals and others have
that ruled. Doesn't mean they're going to stay there, Bill. That doesn't mean that
the public figures.
That doesn't mean that the Fifth Circuit Court is going to continue to hold that position. Once it becomes Republican doctrine, These courts have a way of changing their minds.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying it could be used.
Yeah, I would hope so. I would very much hope so. I'm really concerned about this trend toward fascism, this trend against a free press in the United States, this trend against controlled information, this trend of using the power of great wealth to destroy average people and journalists who call out great wealth, that has seized the GOP over the last 5, 6, 7 years now. And you got Donald Trump out there just openly calling for this kind of stuff as well. But Bill, great story. Glad to hear about it. And thank you. Thank you very much for adding to our information database here, as it were, making us smarter. Cathay Feng is going to be with us about Shelby County v. Holder 10 years later. Stick around. This is going to get interesting.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Weather on this snowy, snowy day could be brought to us by your business. Can you imagine how many ice augers and fishing shanties are being bought as we speak? Weather sponsorships make the phone ring. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
We've mentioned, inflation is going to be an issue. Let me ask you this. What would you like to see Donald Trump do if you were here? What did you suggest Biden do to address the inflationary pressures we're facing right now?
Well, I can't tell you that because that would be something you could counter and defeat Trump with or the Republican Party. So tell you.
You think Trump's taking strategy from you on talk radio, Lou?
I mean, you're no Kid Rock, Lou.
Follow the devil's advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
What is dadication?
I think parents' job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.